Towards the end of the parasha, we get the famous lines of "Ki mitzvah zot asher anochi mitzavcha yom lo nifleti imimcha v'lo rechaka mimeni v'lo rechakahi." It says "lo b'shamayimi," and then the end of that section says "Ki karov ilecha davar maod b'ficha u'b'vavcha la'asoto." Whereas the question is, what is this mitzvah? It says a mitzvah zot. What is this mitzvah? So Rashi's commentary throughout over here assumes that the mitzvah is actually Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of learning Torah. And he ends with Karov Ilecha, HaTorah Nitna Lachem Bichtav Uve'al Peh. The Torah has been given Bichtav in writing and Baal Peh, an oral Torah. The oral Torah there is there in order to help us understand the Torah Shebichtav. So Rashi, Bikvotav, also the Rambam as well. The Rambam understands over here, based on the Gemara of Metzia and in various places, that the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You might have thought that it was too hard to understand, that it's too difficult for us, it's divine, it's not really rational according to human understanding. Rashi's telling us that, be that as it may, it still is given over to us to understand. Ibn Ezra understands a little bit differently. Ibn Ezra assumes that it's actually the performance of all the mitzvot. And Ibn Ezra actually says, no, the performance of the mitzvot only is talui on our actual action and also speaking. It's always going to be through our speaking and through the kavanah of our lev in the actions. But the Ramban and Barbanel and many other Rishonim, they take a different approach. They say, actually, you have to look in context. And there is a mitzvah that's mentioned directly prior to this hamitzvah hazot. And what is that mitzvah? That's the mitzvah of tshuva. Mitzvah of tshuva is not too far beyond us. Of course, we're now in Anyani Diyomba, we're now in the Yomim Noraim, we're entering Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, the Aseret Yimei Tshuva. And the Rabban is saying that Hashem is assuring us that even though it may seem too hard sometimes to come back, to improve, to change our ways, nevertheless, it's never, ever, ever too hard. And when it says, Ki karov lecha davar ma'od b'ficha u'b'vavcha la'asoto, it's actually talking directly, not only about tshuva, but the mitzvah of vidui. That the mitzvah of vidui and tshuva is b'ficha u'b'vavcha la'asoto. We simply have to do vidui and do tshuva in our hearts, and then it will lead to full tshuva, and that is our aim during these days. Yom Tov.